Ken Rosh Hashalom. Okay. As we know, Tuesday's schedule is a little different than the rest of the week. We have early shiur. Yesterday we did Chorish. So Chorish, we discussed various things about Chorish. And today we'd like to start Zoreah. Take a look in the Gemara. Tana. Hazareah. So Zareah means you put a seed in the ground. That's Zareah. Vazomer. Zomer means you prune a tree. You cut off some of the bad branches that will enable it to further grow in the future in a better way. Hazareh v'zomer v'anoteya. Noteya means you mamish take a tree and you reroot it. The tree was taken out of the ground. Now you reroot it. V'amavrich v'amarkiv. That's grafting. One is called a runner. A runner, right? You have to be a farmer to. And one is grafting. A branch onto that's Markiv. Mavrich is a runner. I think you take like something that's already attached to the ground and then you bend it into the ground again and then it what? It grows so it comes out again, right? Yeah, I discussed the Yerushalmi in Schenectady at Shal Shudas, right? The Yerushalmi in Orla. Okay, it will be in a packet in the future, maybe. Those that were in Schenectady will. So the Gemara says, Chayv Mishum Zoreya. So all these things are Chayv Mishum Zoreya. So in fact, the Gemara Mishum Zoreya in Mishum Noteya Lo. So let's see Rashi. Zomer Chayim Mishum told us Notea, the Smuchi of it. Notea Gufe, Chayim Mavich Umarkiv, Chayim Mishum Zoreh, Klomer, Inu Nami Zorehim, Ze'ab Bezroim, Ze'ab Bilonus. Mishum Notea Lo, Mavich Umarkiv Toy. With Mavich Umarkiv, Yichayim Mishum Zoreh. So the Gemara says, are Yichayim Mishum Zoreh, or Yichayim Mishum Notea? So the Gemara says, Ema, Af Mishum Zoreh, Rashi, Ema Af Mishum Zoreh, Dachal, Sviya Bilonos, Svi Avidle Bahadeh Zareh, Mchayev Chadav Sulo. So, what is he saying here? That a Mavrich and Markiv are Chayev Mishum Zareh and Mishum Noteya. Because whenever you cause growth, that's Zareya. But if you do it to a tree, so it's also Noteya. So Zareya is the broad thing. So you chayv mishum the broad thing of Zareya, and you also chayv mishum Noteya. The Noteya is only by a tree. So if you have a seed, it's Zareya, not Noteya. If you have a tree, it's Noteya. But it's also Zareya. It's strange. So. So understand, when you mavrich and markiv, you chayv twice? Does that make any sense? How do you understand this Gemara? What? So it was, again, the Gemara... Well, it says like this: Zomer chayv mishum noteya, v'noteya v'amavrich markiv chayv mishum zoreya. Right, I think one second. Tana zoreya v'zomer v'noteya v'amavrich markiv kulam lacha achasein. Markiv mashma k'mashma l'otzer v'lochas harbei meim lacha achasein uchayv v'lachas. So you only chayv once. They're all, like, we discussed this before, they're all av malachas. There's areya, there's noteya. And you're only chayiv once. In other words, this is each one is an av malacha, but they're in the same category. So they're only chayiv once. So Amar of Achabar, Amar of Chiyabarashi, Amar of Ami, Zom Chayim Mishum Noteya, Vanoteya, Vamavich, Vamarkiv, Chayim Mishum Zareya. Mishum Zareya in Mishum Noteya, Lo, Eim Af Mishum Zareya. So Zomer is Chayim Mishum Noteya, which you're doing it to a tree. Vanoteya, Vamavich, Vamarkiv, Chayim Mishum Zareya. So Zomer is the Kasha. Mishum Zareya in Mishum Noteya, Lo. Eim Af Mishum Zareya. So in other words, Noteya, Vamavich, Vamarkiv, it's Chayiv Mishum Zareya and Mishum Noteya. But Rashi says, Eim Af Mishum Zareya, Dahak Zriya Bi'ilonos. V'yavilei Bahadei Zareya, Mechayiv Chad V'sulo. But is the Gemara trying to say that you chayiv twice? What is the Gemara trying to say? In other words, noteya is by ilanos, sareya is by seeds. Right? That's the general distinction between the two. You put a seed in the ground, that's sareya. You do something to a tree to get it to grow more, that's what? That's noteya. But then when the Gemara asks the question here, Vanoteya v'mavich v'markiv chay mishum zareya. So the Gemara asks the kasha, mishum zareya in mishum noteya lo. The Gemara says, eim af mishum zareya, you also chay mishum zareya. So does that mean... Right? Of course, that's what af means. What? Mark it with Zareya, then you're going to only chayev Zareya. And you're going to be chayev Mishum Noteya?
Well, you think,
but
if you do
this on this quick like Zareya, then it's going to be Zareya. So what if you...
Probably means you
chayev
twice.
Probably means you chayev twice. Bashab Shah. So what did Rashi say? I ain't Mishum Zareya, dach Zriya B'ilonus. V'avidlei B'hadei the other day, Mahadi Zareh, Mechayev Chad Vesulo. I don't know if Rashi is saying Mechayev twice. Could be he's saying that. What? Huh? If you do Zareya with Noteya, then you can only be Chayev. You should, see, normally when the Gemara says Af Mishum, that means you Chayev twice. That's the Pashut Pshat. Right? Here, the Gemara is saying Eima Af Mishum Zareya. So Pashut Pshat means that you have both Mishum Noteya and Mishum Zareya. But what's Pshat Rashi? The Hak. Look at Rashi, Rav Ossi. Eima Af Mishum Zareya. The Hak Zriya B'ilonos. The other way, Bahade Zareya Mechayev Chad V'sulo. So look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, we will say. המבריך, המרקיב, והבקס, המזר, אמין משמי דבר, וזום חי משום נוטע, ונוטע, והמבריך, המרקיב, חי משום זורע. שמין מנעוד, מבוקי, המבריך, המרקיב, משום נוטע, ואף משום זורע, ויש תולדו לתולדו. סיכון מכל ומכל אב אחד. נוטע ולעד הוא של זורע, כי נוטע נועץ יוכר של אילון בארץ, מסגדל, when a mafil hazera la'aretz v'sameh, v'zomer ha'mokam shezomer v'ilan v'skadah ha'mokam ahu, moset peros, v'inskadoteh, v'ficham b'inam v'zomer chayev shtayim v'shem noteh, v'imuzor v'sorach le'etzim, v'inuzor shezomer chayev v'shem noteh, k'mo shamarno. V'ficham v'zomer v'sorach le'etzim chayev shtayim, v'shem noteh u'mishem chotzer. So the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is Yichayv Shtayim. Yichayv Mishum Noten, Yichayv Mishum Zoreya. Right, and the Avot told also Chayav once.
Right, so what's the point of the Gemara Tanah that you're
going to be Chayav twice if you're really only going to be Chayav once? The bottom line is you'll only have one Kriya Korban, but technically you violated both things. You violated Zoreya and you violated Noteya. Practically you're only going to be Chayav once because whenever... Right. But... Really, you violate. The person violates an avodah zarah. He violated two things, but he's going to only be chayiv one because of this halacha that you can't be chayiv told to Baruch Amav. Yeah. So there was these things of chayiv mishum notei and mishum zareya. But the question is, what if you do a real Zoreya together with this? In other words, so you're not going to be chayiv two Zoreyas. So, in other words, what if you do a real Zoreya with a seed and a Noteya? So you did a Zoreya and another Zoreya and a Noteya.
The
Noteya is
the
Zoreya. It's both.
The tree is both.
Right.
It's really three things.
Right. Okay. Now, there's a lot of interesting yeshivish or Torah on Zoreya. Zoreya happens to be very yeshivish. Okay? So we're going to get into a yeshivish mode here. Okay? You ready?
What does it say that? What does it say? Zomer Chayav Mishum Noteya. Isn't Zomer Chayav Mishum Zomer?
Well, Zomer is just a description of what you're doing. I don't think there's any. Zomer is just like. He's saying, writing is Chayav Mishum Ksiva. Are you Chayav also Mishum writing? Writing is just a description of what you're doing. The Malacha is Kosev. Same thing, Zomer is just a description of what you're doing. The Malacha. Yeah, the way it's presented in the Gemara is much as a malacha, but you get the impression from this Gemara that it's just Zomer Mishum Chayim, my Mechayim, Mishum Zoreya, Mishum. What? Yeah. Okay. Now, let me ask you the following. What is the malacha of Zoraya?
You put a seed in the ground, right?
Now, obviously, you're not going to cause it to grow. It's the nature of the nutrients in the soil that are going to cause the seed to become whatever, right?
So what did you do? What's your action? What's your contribution to Judaism? Or to kill Judaism? You put a seed in the ground, right? And then the rest is God, is Teva. Right? So let me ask you a question. You ready? And this is going to be like, this is like the yeshivish question. Okay, you ready for the yeshivish question? The yeshivish question is, what happens if you put a seed in the ground and then you take it out? You put a seed in the ground on Shabbos. So it never took fruition to become rooted in the ground. But you did the same action. You did the same action that what? That the guy who eventually will stay in the ground and take root did. So from your action, you did the same thing. But the thing is, yours never took to fruition because you took it out. Are you chayv mishum zareya if you just put a seed in the ground? Or not?
Well, then how would you ever be chayv for zareya then if you put it in the Shabbos? You won't take room 3 days later, so I have to my friend.
Right. So, what would you say, Rabbi Yosef? So, if you put a seed in the ground, and then 10 minutes later you come by and you, so you put a seed in the ground, that's the malach of zarei. You have skila for that. So take you say you take put a seed in the ground, and then 10 minutes later you take it out. So nothing ever happened. So did you undo the malacha or not? Did you undo the malacha or not? You hear the kasha. You hear the shayla. So did you put a seed in the ground? So if it takes root and makes a plant, so of course you chayav mishum zareya. But what if you put a seed in the ground and it never took root because you took it out afterwards? Put a seed in the ground on Shabbos, and then 10 minutes later you take it out. So it never took root, it never did anything. But lamaisi, you did the action of putting a seed in the ground. So what is the malach? Is the malach of putting the seed in the ground? Or is the malach of putting the seed in the ground only if ultimately something happens as a result? But if... Well, what's your gut feeling? Kirsch, what is your gut feeling, Kirsch? What? Seeding is seeding regardless of what develops. Seeding is seeding, yeah, that's your gut feeling?
Seeding.
Even if it never, nothing develops.
So Ben and I thought we were arguing.
You were arguing with Ben, and Ben, what about?
I think that when you put a seed in the ground, you're doing it for something to come out of it. And so if something comes out of it, then you have no problems.
So you can undo the malacha, so to speak.
I don't know if that's my gut feeling.
Bert, you have to help us. Bert, you have to help us. Yeah, I'm old Bert.
It's the same thing. Let's say you put a seed in the ground, nothing ends up growing from it. So would that be considered the same example as you?
Yeah, right.
But I would say it's seeding. Once you put a seed in the ground.
So if you put a seed in the ground on Shabbos, okay, bemaze it, and then 10 minutes later you decide to take it out, you have to skill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. What do you say?
I don't think that even if you take it out or you leave it in, it shouldn't make a difference because they're also never chayav.
What?
Even if you take it, I don't think there should be a distinction whether or not you leave it in or you take it out. Because
so therefore you're saying what?
You're chayav even if you take it out.
Even if you take it like where?
Right, because there's no other, there would be no malacha. And it's what, like I said before, you're going to be chayav on a freya. If you put it in, it takes 3 days to get root to
right.
To whatever. So,
that's the whole, if the point is just that something grows.
Let me ask you a question before we get to seeding.
Or if you plant something on Wednesday and it grows, starts sprouting on Shabbos, then you're
say
on
time. Say you put dough in the oven.
It's different.
And you, so you carry mishum baking once it, and you take it out before. That's called seeding.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the real question. What is seeding? Planting and having a root, or is seeding from seeded? Obviously, once it's actually edible.
Right. We know the famous Gemara. Let's turn to the famous Gemara for a second. On Daf Dalet. Dalet Amud Aleph. You see, it's a Shabbos. You should know it's the Yeshivish Repair. You know, if you want to be Yeshivish, you have to do Yeshivish Shabbos. If you want to be Yeshivish and learn Shabbos, you have to do. The late Rav Goldbach once, many years ago, we were learning Shabbos from the Yeshiva here, and he came to give a shiur at night and while in the Beis Medrash. You know, and the Rav Yeshiva was Yeshivish. He typified yeshivishness. And so he said he's going to say a shir on Yisias HaShabbos, because that's the Noshim and Azikim in Shabbos. I mean, that's the yeshivish part of Shabbos. The last word on the line is Gufa, Dalet Aleph. Gufa. If somebody took a dough and he put it in the oven on Shabbos, so if you put it on the oven on Shabbos, you're going to be chayev mishum ofer, right? But you only chayev mishum ofer once it gets crusty, right? So the question is, is he allowed to take it out? In other words, peeling it off on Shabbos is only nisa drabanan, peeling the dough off. So the question is, could he peel the dough off? He'll violate a drabanan, but he'll save himself from a skila, right? So that's the question. Now, then there's another question. The first word in the line is sheshes. And this is the famous sugyan. Whereas another question is, what if he did it? He put it in. Now, his friend wants to save. Reuven put it in, but Shimon has Rachmanis. So he says, Shimon, I'll violate Anissa Drabbanan so they won't kill my friend. Is that permissible also? Do you say, chatei, you could sin. So one question is, could you do it yourself? Could you take it out yourself? Another question is, can someone do it for you? You put it into the oven, and someone else, you're in the process almost of violating Daraisa, and then someone else, either you want to save yourself and pull it out, or you want your friend to pull it out. So pull out of the oven before it gets baked.
Why is it a drabanan?
It's a nisa drabanan.
In general, or only in their oven?
Yeah, probably in their ovens that it was. You had to peel it off. But what do you see clearly from this gemara by baking? In other words, so whatever the halacha is, whether you're allowed or not. You see that if the person would peel it off, he would save himself or save his friend from clear skewer. Because until it's fully baked, or whatever the shear of baking needs to be baked, it's nothing. In other words, if you just put some dough in the oven and then 10 seconds later you take it out,
then you didn't do anything. So the question is, what's the story about Zriya? Is the Zriya the same thing as Afiya? Or is Zriya different than Afiya? That is the question. So Bert, where's Bert? Hello, Bert. We'd like to honor Bert. So Bert wants to say that you put it in once and you take it out, you chayiv skila. So it's different than afiyah. So the afiyah is clear from the Gemara. If you take it out before the afiyah happens, then you're not going to violate. The only question is, are you allowed to? Or is your friend allowed to? But if he does it for you, then he saves you. The only question is, he's allowed to save you. Or are you allowed to save yourself? But if it's done, you're saved. That's the assumption of that Gemara on Daf Dalet in Masechet Shabbos. The question is, what about by Zriya? You say the same thing by Zriya. That if you take it out, you're saved or not? So Bert says it's different than a fear. Why?
One is the good intention of the end.
What?
So the one with the intention of me putting a seed in the ground, and for some reason that thing doesn't grow, I'll still be higher, right?
I don't know. That's the same title.
I'm saying I'll assume that it's higher.
So why are you assuming? You can't. Maybe not. Why are you making this assumption? Craig?
I think P and 3 are different in the sense that when you put the seed in the ground, you know that it's not going to happen right away, that it's going to take like a long time.
Oh, that's what Jake Shoulder, right. Yeah. So it always happens later, right? So therefore. Well, fear also takes time. Not as much. Zriya can take days. Maybe weeks. Fear does not take.
Zriya here, it happens over time. It is a process. Something is happening. Within those 10 minutes, where you can't see it, but there's something happening. The plant is a process as it goes. Whether or not, you see it or you know it,
Once you put it in the oven, the also process began.
But the interest, yeah.
What?
The interest of the fear is not the process, but the result. If you let's say you put something in 5 minutes before Shabbos, it ends, and it doesn't finish baking until after Shabbos, so are you over it?
Very good question. This is also a very yeshiva question.
It's all the same concept.
Yeah. What if you put a piece of dough in the oven 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos? And it only gets done, at night. Right. So 5 minutes before Shabbos is 100 is mutter. Midaraisa, which you did it before Shabbos. But if you do it on Shabbos, at the last 5 minutes of Shabbos, and then it bakes into after Shabbos, what's your name again?
Yeah. I go 1 month.
Okay.
So if you put in a kala, whatever, 5 minutes before Shabbos is over, it's not making it forever, it's republic. But it's aware, no matter what you said on Shabbos, you know it's not going to go on Shabbos, right? It's still high. The whole, the Zorah,
you know, you have it Friday night, whatever. You know it's not growing for another 2 weeks, whatever it is. But you're still nearly high growing anyway. With baking, you can put it in 5 minutes before job is over and you're on fire.
And Zareya, what do you think?
Zareya, no matter when you have on Shabbos, you know it's not going to go on Shabbos or you're high anyway.
And so what do you think about the original question we asked, if you take the seed out? If you take the seed out?
You're so high because the initial action of putting the seed in
is the issue.
You're ready to find a way. Because it's not, no matter what, it's not growing on Shabbos.
Right.
On the vegan, if you took
it out. That's what Yaakov Schulder was saying. So you also believe that if you take it out, put the seed in, and then you take it out, skiva.
Dead.
Does that mean, okay, so we have, so both Michael and Bert and Schulder, this is the Bezdin. Well, you need a Bezdin 23 to kill someone, but we have a Bezdin of Gimel here that want to say that you kill him. Does anyone want to take the other side? To say that if you take it out, Ben, which way did you want to say?
That's what I was saying originally.
Kill him.
No,
not, don't kill him. Okay, Ben is on the... more moderate side of things. He's a man of peace. He's a man of peace, peace loving. He's saying if you take the seed out, you take it out. It's like the Afia case. You take it out, you take it out.
What would you say about the Shabbos? Is it also the same?
If what?
If you put in a cholera for Shabbos, and then, right at the end of Shabbos, and then the date after Shabbos.
Okay, let's not complicate things too much. Let's first deal with the Zaria case, then we can deal with... I mean, we're getting into the thick of the, you know...
Grease.
This is, yeah, the grease is coming out here. This is very... yeah, Ari?
Okay.
Which way do you want to say? What? Not high. Also, peace-loving man. Yeah?
It had to be a positive action. If I just put in the seed, what positive action came about that? Nothing.
Nothing.
So therefore, if you would take it out, the status quo of that seed did not change. So therefore, there was no
malacha done. Yeah. Okay. So you're with Ben. Does we have anyone else who wants to join? No, you don't want to join them. You're going to go join the other guys. Who do you want to say about? Kill or not to kill? To kill him. Slovan, I know you were so. Wait, we got to grab one more people on the other side. Steve, which way do you want to say? You want to say the kill?
I don't know if you can with Afia and Zaria, Afia is an end product. Afia is after you put the dough in and then it bakes. Zaria is just putting it, that would be like the malacha and just sticking dough into an oven. It's not. The end product will be growing, but Afia is the end product of a big dough. Zaria is the beginning of
the... So you take Afia is the end product and Zaria is the beginning product.
Yeah.
Not comparable.
You want to kill him too?
Yeah.
Kill him. Who else is from the other side? I want more on the peace, the side of peace. Peace and tranquility. Does anyone want more peace and tranquility? Okay. Which side?
I don't have anything to do with
it. Yeah.
This is a little more of a question. Yesterday you said about so here, of course, we'll see Zoraya to uproot it right away. And we said that Mahanabah would be something like Russia. So,
but that's the question you want the Peckham.
Can it depend on the kavana of the person? If the kavana of the person is planting it so that it comes out and so that it grows, and then he goes and takes it out before it grows,
yeah.
Then maybe we shouldn't kill him because the whole kavana of doing the malacha didn't come out. But if this kavana is just doing zoraya, just planting, just doing the malacha, I guess, for whatever reason, and
then he takes
it
out, he's still with the malacha, he's still planted
it
in the first place.
It wasn't even for one anyway, but it took it
out.
It was just in the first place, in the malacha.
But should that make a difference?
I was originally for killing, but I'm trying to... It's for killing, but...
And to tell you the truth, just thinking now, I mean, again, the Achronim are going to talk about this, but you know, the point of learning, about what I want to teach you is that you have to use your... I could come in and say over this machlokas, Mechaschinik and the Rashash, in 5 minutes, and then we can go on. And then you'll gain nothing from it. Okay? Okay, so the point is, a person has to, in learning, you have to use your... That's why we're spending time thinking about it before. You know, I'll just quote a... You know, I'm not here to just read over the like the news. I'm not a news broadcaster. Just read over what the Mechaschinik says about the Rashash. So that's what we have to say. To tell you, at this point, my gut, you know, my gut is, I can't believe that you chayv skila if you take it out and nothing happened. I just can't believe it. I'm not saying...
The assumption that nothing happened.
Right.
I don't know. But you
know, well, until it takes root, nothing happens. I mean...
But you know
You laid the seed
before
Israel. That's
a malachim. Even if it never came. But like Moreno Rav Ari Feldman said, in other words, a malacha on Shabbos, except for one case, is always a creation.
A
positive creation. Except, and the only one that's a little different is Hotsah. Because Hotsah, you're not really, okay, you just moved it from one place to the other. Right? Wait, what is Rav Slovin? Yeah, support the kill.
He didn't give us trouble. And then they go and they tend to find days that like, we saw him do X, Y, and Z. We saw him plant the seed on Shabbos. Then they can't say, well, we think that it's a root. They have to say that he positively, definitely did something when he witnessed it. If you're going to say that it's not Zoreya until 3 weeks later when you find out that it didn't take root, then you can never kill it from Zoreya.
Because
you don't visit ground for 3 weeks and make sure that this was the seed and no one removed it. And maybe, I don't know if it's the same thing for a Theo, but it's hard to say that you're not kind of stealing from the seed.
Because he's saying that, but he means to tell me they're going to check to see which
seed.
So maybe in Echanami, maybe they will have to check. By Afia, they're going to check to see. They're going to have to see that it became bread. They saw the guy put the dough in the thing, but they're not going to kill him unless they see that bread was made. So maybe they'll in Echanami. They'll have to see that. It's hard to tell. You don't know what's going on the underground. Underground mafia. You don't know what's going on the underground. Yeah.
Could you also compare it to if someone steals and then returns whatever they stole, don't you hide it?
Well, it's a little different because there's a question of somebody's mammon. So you gave him back his mammon. He probably still violate. In other words, the halacha is you're not allowed to steal even if you're planning to return. Because an issur of the maisa geneva over there also. Yeah, we had that in the Chumash packet once. Yeah? Is it in the Sefer? Not everything made it into the Sefer, of course. Yeah. No, I'm saying for the braces. Most of it made it. A lot of things we did in Shabbatons made it into the packet. Like the Hilka Shabbaton made it into the packet from Shabbos afternoon Shia, the Yule Shabbaton made it, the first night's connected he made it from last year. Mount Kisco was in Vayikra. So in the Vayikra Sefer, it was in the
Right.
So because Kosev, you did the Ksiva. That's the Malacha. Is it shy to speak about that you did Zriya if it never gets the fruition of doing
it? Assuming that the Malacha is when it comes to fruition.
why is that the malacha? Why is the malacha not putting it in the ground? It's like lead in the letter.
Because, like Ari Feldman said, isn't malacha mean something of creation? Kevin?
How is it possible that Brennan be over his area? It takes more than 24 hours to take root. Why would the malacha that you can't possibly do on Shabbos?
No, but so maybe the pshat is that it might seem malacha you do on Shabbos, but there's a condition that it take roots, and the condition doesn't have to take place on Shabbos. So according to that, maybe the bread also would be chayav.
So if you're planning to see on Shabbos, and then you take it out, and you're saying that you can't imagine that he would be chayav, he would get skila for it. Because since the seed didn't uproot, so it's not really such a big deal. So then why can't someone just plant the seed? You know, it's not going to uproot anyways. It won't be such a big. And as far as like it's, you're not worried about dying. You're not worried about getting skewed or anything. So since I know for a fact it's not going to uproot, because if I would take it out, I wouldn't get skewed. If I can just plant the seed and leave it there, why would I need to take it out?
If you take it out, then it's going to root, and then you're going to do the.
Take it out, it won't.
If you pull it out, it won't. Yeah, no.
But if I keep it in, and I know that it's not going to root for a week or two, then just leave it in. But why even bother taking it out?
Well, if you don't take it out, you'll be chayav, according to this svara.
But if it's not going to uproot anyways, so you're taking it out, and since it didn't uproot, so you won't be chayav. It didn't start rooting. Right, it didn't sprout, so it's fine. So you just leave it in. You don't need to take it out. It's not. You're going to take it out.
No.
No, because it's not. If you're taking it out, and the seed didn't begin to sprout, right?
Yeah.
So you're not caught. Right. You took it out. But if you leave it in there, and the seed's not going to begin to sprout anyways, why would you bother to take it out?
Why? Well, because it eventually it'll root.
Even if
it's after Shabbos. Right, in other words, we're saying maybe the pshat is that the malacha is zariah, but a condition to be chayiv is it takes root. It's a tnai in the chiyuv.
You can take it out after
Shabbos. Yeah,
you don't.
Sure.
You don't have,
right. It doesn't have to be tell us later. I mean, to take root, it takes a couple of days at least. So you can take it out 10 hours later. Right. It doesn't have to be 10 minutes later. Yeah. Your name again is?
During the Shmach. So, if it depends on the taking root, then you have two people both do the same exact malacha, and one person, his zara was completely, it just didn't take root, it didn't work, it was a bad seed.
Right.
So, because his didn't take root, two guys didn't do the same malacha, one to do the same thing.
Then one had a bad seed, one had a good seed. So one will die and one.
How is that fair?
Because one did a malacha and one didn't.
That's what I'm saying. But they both did the same thing.
Both people want to turn on the light bulb on Shabbos. One guy, the light bulb is working, and one guy, the light bulb is not working. So the guy, the light bulb is working, we're going to kill him. The guy who didn't have a good light bulb, he lucked out. Okay, let's assume that electricity is only the abundant and only making the light is the right. So, great lecture, Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay, you understand? So, you understand what I'm saying? So, what's the. One person does the malacha, did the malacha, and one person didn't do the malacha. Right?
They both did the same exact action.
Well, let's take the bake case. One guy put a dough in the thing, and the other guy also put a dough in the thing. And one guy, someone pulled it out for him, and the other guy, no one pulled it out for him. And they both did the same action. So one is saved, and one is not saved. It's not fair. Yeah, it's not fair, but one guy did the malacha, one guy didn't do the malacha. Huh? Thank you.
Right? One guy doesn't belong to him. Right? It's the bell. Okay, so this, okay, Rabbi Osei, there's a famous Milchas Chinuch, I told you, this is going to be, this issue, it's going to take time to go through it, but it's worth it. This is like very yeshivish stuff here. And it'll take a little time to go through it, but it's worth, then you'll know it for the rest of your lives. And if you need to be yeshivish, so you'll be able to say this over. Okay, let's see. You got the, okay, so this is the two people involved here are the Milchas Chinuch and the Rashash are the two main players in this discussion. The Milchas Chinuch is going to be the one who says kill him, and the Rashash is going to be the one to say don't kill him. So it's going to be a machlokus of Milchas Chinuch and the Rashash. Milchas Chinuch says kill him, Rashash says don't kill him. Okay, that's going to be the machlokus here. So let's do it inside. Okay, so we'll start with the Milchas Chinuch, and if we have more time, we'll continue either today or tomorrow with the Rashash. The Milchas Chinuch has a V'hine Melech HaSazria Im Zareh B'mokom Sheroi L'tzmoch. Right, yeah. It has to be a place that's Roi L'tzmoch. Right, if it's not Roi V'zeh Poshut. Whereas even the Melech HaSchinach agrees that if it's not Roi L'tzmoch, you're not going to be Chayim. It has to be Roi L'tzmoch. The Chiddush is that it doesn't have to come to fruition. Look inside. Fabiano Kamon Hilchas Yantif. The Al Hazria Shazora Chayev Af below Hishrish the Niklat Klal. That the Chayev on Zria, even if it didn't take root and it didn't Hishrish and it didn't take hold at all. Kigon Shavitz Kalkal, take it all day as a Siba. In other words, right after you put it in, something went wrong with the seed. Or right away you pulled it up. Chayiv al maisa hazriya. You're chayiv on zriya. Velodomi la afia. It's not similar to afia. The kovin shenefe ainu chayiv. But by afia, it's like you, like some of the guys said, result oriented. So if you're not, it's not nefer, you're not chayv. The vur b'shas, davdal. Hitiru l'dosa kodem shetefer k'day sholayovo. The hosam ha'afiyah hi ha'malacha. V'chayv b'shas afiyah. The malacha is afiyah. So if it didn't come to fruition, you're not chayv. Aval hocha ha'malacha hi hazriya. The malacha is, like you said, seeding. The action of seeding. Chayv tekev al hazriya. First, it's like you were the first one to say this. You and the Milchas Chinuch. Right? You peeked in, it's okay. I still think it's wrong, but it's a. Who? Who was saying?
Let's say it was dad before him. She was
then you didn't do anything.
You didn't.
Even the Milchas Chinuch agrees it has to be Roy Lekach. In other words, it has to be Roy Hain from the perspective of the seed and Hain from the perspective of the karka. The only Kiddush is, he's saying, once it's Roy Lekach, so you put into motion a situation that it's Roy Lekach, so then.
Why can't you assume that it didn't really grow with that seed from the start? I mean, it wasn't a good seed. That's why it didn't grow.
Okay, that's one reason that it didn't grow. Then there's another reason you have the best seed, but you take it out. If it was never a good seed, then you're not chayiv.
But you don't, I mean, you don't know.
Okay. Okay. The hacha. First word line is Zriya, Vechayev Tekim Ozriya. Okay, so that's the first chiddush of the Mechaschina. Then he says, "V'gam kasapti sham the al haklita chayev b'fnei atzma im zara b'shabbes v'nikla bo b'yom shikodem b'shabbes mutal lizroa av shenikla b'shabbes." Whereas what happens if it took root on Shabbos? Say you planted on Shabbos and it took root on Shabbos. We saw such a thing could happen. So you know what the Mechaschina says? You chayv twice. You chayv mishum the Zriya and you chayv mishum the Hashrasha. Klita means Hashrasha. Oh, we'll see. Gam kasav nisham dala klit l'chai b'fnei atzman zara b'shabbos v'niklat bo b'yom. Ki kodem b'shabbos mutal l'zroa. But before Shabbos, you're allowed to plant av sheniklat b'shabbos. Ein Shabbos per grishon, dvorim yiduim ein tzor p'farsh. But rak b'zara b'shabbos v'niklat bo b'yom mishkach v'ayin sham chai v'ala klit l'gam kim. So you did b'shogeg, and you had a yediyah in between. So you chayv mishum d'zriya and mishum d'hashrasha two chatos. Ain't sarach lichpol hadvarim. Ain't tosish. First of all, klushi d'zriya ma'al yehu. May below hishus. V'nir pasha. That's paragraph. Afiyu imzar. Now who was talking about kavana before? Near Pasha, Afil Imzara Adaitil Hagbiya taketh Menakaka, Velo Yitzmach Klau, Mikol Mokum Maise Ezriya, Bemokum Smicha Asim HaTorah. Whereas even if you had intent to put it in and take it right out, say that was your intent, to put it in and take it right out, that was your intent. So if you had that intent to put it in and take it right out, you're also Chayim. Because you did a Maise Ezriya, even though you knew you wanted to take it out. So you erased it later, but the maisa you wrote, so you chayv. So this is the famous statement of the Milchas Chinuch. We're going to do more in the Milchas Chinuch, but let's just take a look. At the Rashash. At least we should know, you know, what the two players, the Milchas Chinuch and the Rashash. Rashash was a wealthy man. He was a wealthy businessman, right? That's why he was able to pay for his parish to be put in the Gemara. He was deserving. I mean, his parish is a goy. There's a library in Vilna, the Strashon Library, that was, I don't know, after him, or it was, you know. Says the Rashash, as the Reah calls the Shulam Yishras, I am from Malkum Kainan on Yisrael the other Yishras, Achat Chayv to my oath of the Torah. Hines, third line. Im loka hazera kodem shenishrash nira de poter lemafreya. If you take the zera out of the ground before hashrasha, you poter. Al masha zara kevin delon miskaima makshavasa. The dover ze yish lemod bibaya de rabba rachaber eish mechilta de bredeo kodem shenefa poter. And he makes a parallel between the case of the pas that you take it out of the oven, you potter, He says Zeri is the same thing. So we're going to delve into it deeper. But these are, in other words, this is known as the Machlokas, the Milchas Chinuch, and the Rashash. About if you take the seed out, as you put it in, it's Roy Lazria from the seed perspective, it's Roy Lazria from the Karka perspective. You put it in, you take it out, what's the story? Milchas Chinuch says, like the fellows that said, kill him. And the Rashash says, no. He rectified the situation, Lamafreya. Bert?
And it'll be just to make sure, like, if someone else takes the seed out.
Same thing. Same machlokas. Same machlokas. The Mechaskin can say, Yechai Misa, and the Rashash can say, just like the Gemara in Navdal. Yamod Ben Grossin, the honor Ben Grossin.
In the case of the case that we have been talking about, where, you know, even if it might not have happened that the seed was actually took root at the time it was being grown, then even the Rashash can say, Yechai, right?
I mean, what happened in 10 minutes?
He started, like the case that we chose to receive, that when he said that if you plant in a Joshua and start taking root in Joshua, you die twice, right? So
that started to take root, took root. That started to take root, took root. If it took root, right. Yeah, if it took root.
The only thing
I fear about is,
what would be the second
thing you're high about? Yechai for Zeria. Yechai for Zeria, and second Zeria. So, right, but if you had a Yedia in between, say you did a Peshogeg, and then you had a Yedia, and then you forgot it, and...
But you didn't do anything second, man.
Well, but it was your, as a result of your action.
So the fear would be higher for putting it in and then for what takes
in. No, maybe that's because the... Right. In other words, that's the second chiddush of the Milchas Chinuch. We have hard enough time with the first chiddush. That's the second chiddush of the Milchas Chinuch. I don't know. I'm still... We're going to go through the sources. I'm still... bothered that the Milchas Chinuch and all you fellows that are siding with the Milchas Chinuch, I take sides with the Rashash people. Okay, Ben? Alright? We will fight till the end to keep this guy alive. Peace now. You should make a t-shirt. Peace now, support Rashash. Sloven? Sloven?
So the Rashash told that you can't take him this for 3 days.
Right.
For 3 weeks, maybe. So it takes root in 3 days.
Right, whatever the shear of taking root is. Can we kill it before it takes root?
You can't kill it, you haven't done anything before it takes root.
Right.
He shot an arrow and it had a person.
Right. No. You have to say you can't kill him yet. But that's bothering you. That's bothersome to you.
Yeah. You have to say you never get it.
He should be. He's going to be as quickly as possible, right?
Yeah. Right. As quickly as possible. Maybe it's not called possible.
It's hard to say it's a 3 day.
The reason Izirax, you should know Izirax specifically from the old Rashash, because in these new Gemaras now, you know, they don't give the Rashash his own page anymore. You know, he paid for that page, and they took it away. Now, you know, every daf they give you one line of Rashash, one line of but you need to see the Rashash in the Rashash. So Izirax from a Gemara that had the old, where the Rashash was still able to get his own page. So can you help us in this situation?
I wasn't even meant to say it.
But now you're going to change sides?
But the fact that he says that
change sides.
It has to be a place of Royal Israel, kind of
No, even the Mechassinah agrees that Rother's Ria, then you didn't even do, that's not called sewing. If I put a seed on this table, you know.
It's not Rother's Ria, all that means is that it's not going to grow there. But his point is that you're hiding something even if it's not growing, nothing, just putting the seed in the ground.
Well, let's see. A good seed
and a good ground. So you don't have to leave the Mechaschinach because of that. If you want to leave the Mechaschinach because you want to join our view of love and prayer, house of love and prayer, then you can. So even the Mechaschinach agreed that you're not kind.
Why?
Because you didn't do any action. You have to do an action on Shabbos.
So according to Rashash, the whole issue, the whole head there, is really only Tola. Tola. It's
suspended.
It's always suspended.
Right.
Why would we say he's kind? Well,
maybe you guys are okay. Now, what we're going to do, Rabosai, is let me show you to prepare for tomorrow. We didn't finish all reading all the Mechaschinach. There's more Mechaschinach on the second page and the third page, which we have to go through, and then we have to look in the Sefer Yireim and see what he says, and Eglei Tal and other. Okay, so at least we got our feet wet a little bit to understand this, you know, the beginning to understand the machlokas between the Mechaschinach and the Rashash. To be continued. This.